All right, guys, welcome back. We are back after a week off. It's me and Kate rolling back as the duo. Dave's coaching a class, so we're taking it back over today. He'll be joining us next week. So, I think, Kate, you wanted to talk a little bit about you have a surgery coming up and things to do to prep and then even planning around, like, you know, a planned setback that you're going to have. So, you know, a lot of us, if whether they take an injury and they have to have, you know, their shoulder scoped or like an elective surgery, we're going to talk a little bit about what to do leading up to that and then after that. And I'll let you go ahead and take it away from here. So,
yeah, so this is something I wanted to discuss because I think as I was planning for this surgery, I've known that I was going to have to do it for quite some time. I had a breast augmentation when I was 25. So it's been 17 years since I had it done. It might be 18, it might have been 24, but I've kind of put it off for a long time because I just don't really have to go through another surgery or a setback or, but I really was thinking like, okay, I want to come into this surgery. I want to be like super, super lean. And I want to really try to get ahead of like all these goals in the couple weeks before, the month before, I'm just going to train so hard. And then as I'm getting closer, I started to just kind of think about and feel like what feels right now. And I just wanted to talk about it because I know that from my point of view, I thought that I would be getting ahead to push harder and really try to be a little bit more extreme in my workouts and my diet. And then as I'm getting closer, I just really feel like my body wants to feel well rested and sturdy. And I think that I'm going to have my best chance for a quicker recovery to go in not feeling super beat up. And it just kind of so happened that I was getting tired a little bit. My body's getting a little tired with the weight training anyways. In the last couple of weeks, I feel like I've needed to take a little easier. And the more I think about it, I want to go into that surgery tomorrow morning feeling super well rested, not so sore that I can hardly move, I really wanted to train my arms a ton and because I won't be able to really lift, especially overhead for quite some time. I can use like small, real light weights, pretty close to after the surgery date, but just some things to think about. And then, I really wanted to come in pretty lean and I just feel like that's an added stress as I get closer that I don't want to put on my body. So I just kind of wanted to share some of those thoughts and.
Yeah, you're going to want your body to be able to focus its energy on healing from the surgery and not training and not being all wiped out and tired. And you're gonna come back faster if you just feel really good and healthy and rested and not destroyed and beat up. But it sounded like you've been a little bit tired and we're married, I can relate. We're tired. Our daughter continues to have some like sleep issues here and there. Like she'll be good for a week or so and then wake up half a dozen times and try and climb into bed with us and keep us up half the night. And so that's been like an ongoing issue that we've had for the last year or so. And, what I think things like this can do when you have a force break, it can create that slingshot effect too. You're someone who trains nearly every day. You know, it's not like you're forcing yourself into the gym 5 days a week. Like you work out seven days a week. You know, you have some lighter days, you do yoga, on a day or just like a little cardio or something a couple of days a week, but five pretty focused, hard training days. And then two active, they're still workouts too. So you work out a lot and sometimes something like this can be a welcome rest. It's going to let your joints and your ligaments kind of heal up. And then typically when you get back into some training, you have to ease back. And it's a forced ease back, you're going to slingshot past where you were a little bit because you inevitably will start to just sort of go down if you're just working out like that. And it's hard for us, we're in the gym all the time, to not take some forced breaks or seasons or, you're always you know, in your head, you're always trying to get leaner, mm-hmm. you know, fitter 365 days a year. And a forced rest or just your body telling you to do that is going to be something that is sometimes a positive. So you gotta, I think when you go into something like that, you have to spin that in your head up mm-hmm. to, you know that you're going to lose some fitness for a little while. But it can be a really positive thing. I've seen it with a lot of people, whether it's like, especially with females, maybe having babies, things like that. And they get back into training. If they were highly trained, it can actually like, you know, they'll have like a slingshot effect past where they were. They're extremely motivated. Their body got some rest mentally, physically, in a lot of different ways. You can benefit from things like that. So,
yeah. So I just kind of wanted to share some of those thoughts and just like the way that I was kind of planning this week and thinking about my post recovery and really just my big thing is I don't want to return to any level of fitness too soon to prolong my recovery and possibly have to have another surgery.
Yeah, complications.
To fix, yeah, any that. Yeah. So
That's common too with those surgeries from what I hear.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, and with females like yourself, like your fitness people who are, you know, you're trying to look really good and stay really fit all the time. And even having a month or two where you're not at your peak or your best is hard to wrap your head around. So you're going to want to like jump into things a little bit too fast and try and get it back right away before it goes away. And it's a tough mental battle.
Yeah. So, and I think I'm just trying to change my focus for post-surgery. Like instead of thinking, I mean, I want to eat very healthy. I want to feel very good, but instead of being meticulous with, even, you know, I don't track anymore, but even setting up, like I keep wanting to like go to writing up a very specific plan for myself of exactly like the healthiest foods that I'll have every meal and how much. And the more I think about it, I'm like, gosh, there's something to be said about like just actually nourishing your body in a way that's comforting in that moment too. If that means soup and that sounds good and just try to make whatever you're kind of craving, even like for comfort, healthy and have that and not think, okay, I want to be at this body fat or this weight. Just really think, make my body happy, make my mind happy. And then, you know, on the flip side of that, by not overeating, not feeling bad, not just self-soothing too much, but to allow food to be comfort and allow that to kind of serve a purpose in making your body feel safe and helping you recover. And then, you know, just a lot of tools for recovery, like the, I have recovery boots. There's places you can go to get, to use some recovery boots to really help with that inflammation. Getting up and moving is important. And I just want to try to use this time to get outside more for a couple walks a day. Listen to some podcasts that I maybe have put on the back burner for a while, do some things like that and really just kind of like transitioning, my thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on your way back, I'm going to do some individual design work. I think that's something that can be good too. You know, you can jump into classes and modify and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's a great way to do it. But she has me as a resource where, and then we have coaches here too, if anyone's listening to this, where it's a great way to do a program that's really tailored to you specifically, where you're going to be able to do maybe a lot in certain ways. And then we really need to avoid some things and it's going to get you tracking and feeling some progress in a real measurable way over that time. And then, you know, the goal is when we get back to, you know, be fully immersed back into CrossFit and classes and all that. I know you've been itching to kind of get back into that. So that's going to be the plan and we're going to work through that. And I'm going to use Kate to finish up a CCP that I was in the middle of. I got all my coursework done. I just didn't do my final project. The pandemic kind of came in and smashed that. So I'm going to hold myself accountable by just talking about it right here on the podcast.
What does CCP stand for?
Oh man, I feel silly. It's OPEX is individual design program. And, you know, it's the best one that's out there. It's, you know, all the big programming companies, that's what all their coaches, you know, that's the most highly sought out certification. Yeah, I forget what it was, what it actually like. What the but that's what it is. Yeah. It's a certification for, and I got all my coursework done. I have everything done except I think it's a 3-month final project that you plan, and then they're gonna walk through every week and, you know, ask you why you're doing this and that, and make sure there's a really definitive good progression to everything. And, you know, I'll use that $5,000 and get those letters. So yeah. I don't just waste that and throw that down the drain. So yeah, I'm going to be finishing that up. And I guess for us, the next thing is the level 4. So,
and yeah. One other thing I just wanted to like note here, for me personally, I always make it something that group fitness is really hard for me to get back into and not be competitive. So whether it's coming off a pregnancy recovery, I had some eye surgeries about 5 years ago. I always make myself wait about a month after I've come back to working out before I'll go to a class, because yeah. It's really hard for me to listen to my body in that competitive environment. Not and if race. You're a competitive person, I would really recommend like getting some individual programming, whether it's coming back from an injury. I hurt my back in the winter and did the same sort of thing where I just like, I need to kind of do this on my own for a little while and kind of really feel every day what's going on before I get back. And, you know, things just kind of move fast and it's really hard to pay attention and be aware when you're moving at such a fast pace.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I wanted to just kind of talk about like some things we had coming up too. So we have at the end of August, so it's coming up in, I don't know, September 4th is when we're going to start we do a strength cycle every fall. So, and what that means too, and, you know, is just, we're going to bias some of our training towards getting stronger, and that's the focus. And every 12-week block has a bit of a focus. You just come and take class, you might not notice a huge difference. But I put out some content, you know, every quarter, and it changes year to year slightly, but it kind of goes like this. You know, in the fall, we'll just start it in the fall. So we'll start it right there. We do a strength cycle in the fall. Coming out of summer, we're going to be outside. We're running. We're doing a lot of Metcons. We're dragging sleds. We're doing all that. And at the end of that, you know, what I started to feel and how I kind of came to this is I would get a little bit tired by the end of the summer. I from a lot of running, just stretching out my fitness a lot. Right about the end of the summer, I was like, I want to slow down just a tiny bit. And in CrossFit, we're going to give you your plenty doses of intensity and getting your heart rate up. But what you're going to see coming up is 3 days a week focused towards strength before a shorter workout. So 3 days a week, and I think we may lock it in. Right now I go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We'll usually do a little bit of a strength bias workout, and then Tuesday, Thursday the following week. So we switch days up a little bit. We will probably be locking in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It'll just be a little easier for us to do that for those strength bias days. Jack and I are going to be collaborative on this, and he is going to help us do a conjugate strength training cycle baked into the programming. So we're going to have a max effort day and 2 dynamic days. I think that max effort day we might put in the middle of it and 2 days around it to, you know, strengthen accessories and different things around it. And you guys will see how it works here. We'll lay out everything in a document for you guys, as well as put Instagram content, and I'll put out a newsletter to everyone explaining the how and the why and the thought process behind everything. But what it's going to culminate into is a rogue total. And that's something we've done on and off. We've done it the last few years, but it is a one rep max deadlift, strict press, and a front squat. And it's all in reverse that order. It's we hit the front squat, then the press, and then we finish with the deadlift. And we'll run that in a class at the end of that training cycle. So we do a strength cycle in the fall. And we follow that up. We'll have about a month where it ends, and then we're kind of in November, December. It's almost like a little holiday season. So that's like a little 6-week no man's land where we're going to do a lot of fun workouts. We have usually we're culminating like the hot for the holidays. We've got.
Which will be partners again this year.
Cool. And then we have people have questions. Christmas workouts and New Year's workouts and some fun things like that. And then we start what's called an open cycle after. And that open cycle, and we'll actually start it a little bit right after that strength cycle. But the open cycle, we're going to use that strength and we're going to apply it. So we're going to see more Olympic weightlifting. We're going to start to bias our gymnastic movements towards things that we have seen in the open. Things like chest to bar pull-ups, we're going to work on those. Bar muscle-ups. We'll have opportunities, not that everyone will do it, but opportunities to hit things like ring muscle-ups in class and handstand push-ups. And again, this is going to be sprinkled in a couple times a week. And with the new programming, you can steer clear of those movements if they're a little riskier and you're not planning on doing the open. But we're going to go ahead and bias the training a little bit more towards those movements. You'll do things like bar facing burpees and all that type of stuff that we've seen pop up in the open. So when the open comes up, you're going to see those workouts and you're not going to be shocked at the moves and the things that they're doing. I think we did a fantastic job last year. Like we had shuttle runs and then they came up with shuttle runs. We did a lot of that in our class, and none of the movements that popped up, we were shocked at. I think they, you know, we had wall climbs and we did wall climbs a week or two before it. And so I've got a pretty good gauge, unless they throw something really weird at a lot of the movements they're going to do. Now, following the open, again, that's a time when people, if they participated through it, they're a little bit burnt and tired. And what we usually do is a little reload in the spring. So it's a small reload, a little bit more of a strength bias. And then we start to transition the next 6 weeks into a little bit of running and getting people ready for what is our 12-week summer cycle, which kind of opens up. The summer cycle is we fully express fitness. So it's equal parts, strength, gymnastics, running, monostructural stuff, outside, carrying, pulling, everything that you guys see in the summer. So that's sort of like our year-long training cycle that we do. And again, it always evolves slightly every year. We'll focus on a few different things, but that's kind of what's coming up. Okay. So that strength portion is what's coming up for a lot of us. That's, you know, what we look forward to all year. A lot of us really like the strength part. On top of that, in the fall, we have a social. It's going to be October 14th. Yep, at Echo Distillery. And that is going to be an Ohio State away game, and we're going to plan it around that game so we can watch the game at the bar. And, you know, that's Joe Bittinger's distillery and bar, who is a member here, and they make fantastic craft cocktails. And it's a really cool little – and it's a small spot, but it works really well. Like, we've done it each year, and it's – it kind of puts us all right there. And so everyone's real social and hanging out. And that's been one of my favorite additions to our social calendar lately. So we've had a great time at that. The time will be announced and we'll put out feelers and stuff for that on Facebook or events on Facebook. And then we'll send a newsletter out letting everyone know exactly what time that's going to be. And yeah, I think that's about all I have for like announcements and stuff, but just look forward to all that stuff coming up. We've got a lot of fun stuff and we're going to have a transition. So, you know, at the end of these training cycles, I think what I'll just sense is people sometimes they'll start to like, they'll get a little tired and they're about ready. And I can sense that right now. People are ready for that little shift and we're going to get it here really soon. So September 4th, look forward to that little shift. We're going to be doing some fun stuff. We're going to be lifting against some bands. We're going to get the spotter arms and doing what's called Anderson lifts. So we'll set up like bars and then we'll like get underneath it from a dead stop and squat it up and do some fun stuff that we're not seeing as often on the CrossFit side. So we'll see it more on the power hour side. And we're going to be adding some of that into our CrossFit classes, which are going to make them, again, CrossFit, we're always doing different stuff, but then it's going to be really different, novel movements. We should see some really good increases in strength and have a lot of fun. But hope you guys are looking forward to that. We'll see you guys next week.